MTB Cast.
Hey, MTB Cast, this is Michael Devitz, 750 racer. Wow, today was kind of a little bit of everything. Super hot again, really super windy. I got to ride with Jared Harris for a bit, which is great. Kind of reconnect with an old TD buddy. Yeah, it was just brutal. I mean, this is such an amazing course. I hope that everybody in Arizona realizes how cool this course is. I mean, we had a little bit of everything today. Just unbelievable. Flowy single track downhill, brutal climbs, gorgeous views. It was just amazing. Horrible, horrible headwinds coming into Tucson. I am having super bad hydration issues. I don't do well at heat. I just get really nauseated. I can't drink and I can't eat. It's just it's terrible. I mean, I can drink an entire water bottle, and it, you know, takes me like an hour and a half to pee. I mean, it doesn't take me an hour and a half to pee. I don't pee for an hour and a half. I'm old, but I'm not that old. So I've decided, and coincidentally, along with Jared, we're in the same hotel, but didn't know it, to just rest, recuperate, and rehydrate tonight. Just really see if we can get ourselves back on fighting form. And we're going to pull out of here super early in the morning. And at any rate, this is an awesome race. I love it. Everything about it is amazing. It's hard. It'll totally kick your butt. I mean, it is the hardest thing. These have been the two hardest days I've ever had in my life. But just having a ball. So I hope you're enjoying watching the Ducks. We'll see you tomorrow. Hey, this is Michael Devitt again, 750 racer. So sorry. A couple things I forgot. Number one, I got to ride with Norb DiCurcio, my friend from Boise, again today, which was awesome. We both ended up taking naps different places today for about an hour just to allow our bodies to kind of recover a little bit. I think we both were going to plan on staying in Tucson tonight, so it really wasn't going to make a difference. And also, and I don't remember her name, but there was a lady from Scotland who stayed with us at Kentucky camp last night. Super sweet lady, amazing lady, super good rider, really strong. And she was kind of riding with me today, and I couldn't seem to shake her. So I ended up meeting a couple, an older couple, out hiking on the AZT that were from Scotland. So I waited till she came along, and then I introduced them. And they engaged during a long conversation, so I was able to ditch her, which is pretty cool. And we ended up, she also stayed down at the, I don't remember what it's called, the massive cavern or something. I can't remember what. And we just kind of hung out in the shade and tried to rehydrate. Really brutal out there. I don't know if anybody else, I know going to the hotel, I ended up seeing a lot of racers that were coming back from the Safeway, heading back out en route. And they looked great. But I got to tell you, boy, everybody that I ran into today was dying as long as they were out on the course. But these guys that had headed in and resupplied and headed out, they looked wonderful. And who knows, maybe we'll catch them on the course tomorrow. Maybe they were just, they're not as bad or they're worse than they think they are. But the heat is really, really amazing. And the headwind, oh my word, unbelievable. But still, awesome race, amazing course. If you live in Arizona, get your butt out on this course. It is amazing. We ran into two trail angels today, saved Jared and my life. We were completely out of water about four and a half hours away from Tucson. And Christy, and I can't remember her husband's name, they were amazing. They gave us all the Gatorade and water we could possibly take from them. And everybody I've met here from Patagonia to Sonoyta, to now in Tucson, everybody in Arizona is just amazingly supportive, wonderful, wonderful people. Big cities, little cities, it doesn't matter. So hats off to Arizona. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow.